Next item, number 18, miscellaneous and meeting debrief. And I know you have to catch a flight, too.
Yeah, I've got to leave in about 5 minutes.
Yes.
So I would, if I could...
Go. Yeah.
Like to provide a short information about the Big Tent Committee last night. We had a committee report. So we covered several items. The commission will recall that we had the department marketing plan presented to us last month, and we had concerns about it. It really spoke to marketing of licenses and permits and to our mostly hunter and angler constituents, and it was called the Department Marketing Plan, and the commission really wants the department to be looking at strategies of broadening the market and customer base, and not having it all on, most of you are traditional constituents in here, not all on your shoulders. There are many other users of the department. Like all of us, practically, and so how to build that customer base and where it should come. So the department took that to heart. They're retitling the marketing plan that we saw as the fishing and hunting marketing plan, and we're going to begin work on a broad department-wide marketing plan that brings in other customers to assist with the department resources. And so we had a really robust discussion about the strategy, starting that strategy. We've had some discussion in the Big Tent Committee, which is really all about outreach. That's kind of what our book of business is, about advisory groups, and it sort of talks about, I think, some of the concerns that you raised today, and we're trying to ensure that the advisory groups are heard and effective. And we're looking at sort of the staff aspects of that. So one of the things that the department is doing, it was just kind of a report to us, is probably developing a pool of in-house facilitators who are well-trained, and they're setting up a training for facilitation. There's a recognition that sometimes facilitation of these advisory groups is done by the content person from staff, and perhaps that person should be more involved with the group in discussion rather than trying to facilitate the discussion. It would be better to have trained facilitators doing that. So that was a pretty positive piece of information. The collaborative partner update. Another item that was just kind of a briefing for the members of this committee is that there's an effort going on, and actually it's based on an effort that was started in enforcement to provide better identified liaison to our partners, and actually identifying specific staff in not just Olympia staff but regional staff as well, who will be kind of the go-to person for many of our partner organizations, nonprofits, that sort of thing. Not necessarily the content person. If one of the recreational fishing groups has needs specific information, but that go-to person will be somebody who you know in the department, and you can come to and say, you know, we're having a general membership meeting, and we need information about this specific thing, and that your staff person will then be able to identify somebody in the department who could come to that general membership meeting as a speaker. And so that list is being developed, and the outreach to our partners is underway. Lands related. Okay, so one of the things that our group, the Big Tent Committee, has been following very closely is the update of our website. This is a huge project, but we're going to come out of it with a really dynamite website someday, because it is really a huge detailed project. But it is happening in pieces, and hopefully some of you have given feedback to the department, because there has been there have been a couple of surveys that have gone out requesting feedback about how to improve the website. And we've looked at one of the survey or one of the things survey sought was what are the most sought after pieces of information on the website. And it turns out that the highest number of hits is for fishing rules. Surprise. But at this, and they kind of expected that the second highest number of hits would be for hunting rules. No, it was to find our wildlife areas. And if you've ever looked at our website and the information about wildlife areas, there ain't a lot. And so that's a specific project that's going on right now, is to really develop a very robust segment about our wildlife areas. And that kind of relates to some of the other stuff that I was talking about in terms of marketing. You know, this is something that all citizens of the state of Washington should know about. Our wildlife areas are jewels and should be used by all of us. And to have better information about that is really important in terms of building a customer base, along with other things. And then we have started to take a look at, there's a national effort going on to update long-standing principles of wildlife management. They were tagged a couple of decades ago as the North American model. Probably familiar with that. There are groups that are looking at kind of, the North American model really is a century old. It was to kind of do away with market hunting and market fishing and wiping out all of our fish and wildlife. We're at a real different stage, and so there are groups that are looking at updating the principles to make them more contemporary, and we're beginning to explore those. Just as a commission, this will certainly be something that, as we get a little education about what's going on, we'll really want stakeholder and public input, because it will guide strategic planning in the future. So, anyway, that's what happened at the Big Tent Committee last night.
Thank you. Did I cover it?
She did a great job.
Done good.
Thank
Those
you.
We were also
they
eating pasta after all day meeting upstairs. No beer.
Okay. I'm saying make it quick.
I guess I'm concerned that all these folks have traveled this distance. We've had staff, you know, that have been here all, you know, presenting to us today. And we still have an issue that I'm not sure of the direction we're headed. And I think Don was talking about this a little as well. What are we going to do about it next? And the problem I have is, and I think, Kim, thank you for the idea of facilitators going out into advisory groups. I think it might be a thing we really have to implement, because to hear from our staff, who I tend to trust, one thing, to hear from the commercial fishermen, who I tend to trust, another thing, to hear from the recreational fishermen, who I tend to trust, another thing. I'm a trusting fellow, but I'm confused. There's a right. But I don't think we're any more skilled at this or knowledgeable about this than the three groups of people out here that we've just heard from, the staff and the people that are actually on the water. So something, if we just do another round of this, we'll be in the same place, wondering what should we do, and people not coming to the solution. So I would suggest something along the lines, and also to hear that the advisory group that's supposed to somehow come together and figure this out has either been disbanded or forgotten, or people just dropped out of it because it wasn't going anywhere. So I really like the idea that I heard here, and I would suggest maybe something of a pilot to do that, and to not drop this subject. I mean, right now we don't have a plan forward for these folks.
I agree. I'm not happy walking away after listening to what we heard today in terms of Willapa. One of the things that I thought we need to do is, because it doesn't seem to be working for anyone. It doesn't seem to be working for commercials, recreationals, or anybody's benefit. So I would challenge the staff to come back and talk to us about Willapa and what changes they would recommend that we have the capability of making within the current policy. And if they don't feel that's possible, then what can they recommend to change that we as a commission would need to do to recommend change by changing the policy? I think we can manage it within the current parameters, but obviously it's not operating to anybody's benefit right now. And I think we need to look at it. I also agree that I don't know what happened to the advisory group. These advisory groups are very important to us. They're important to me because when they report to us, this has been a meeting of all sides, gathering information from everyone. So I take those opinions and reports to heart. So we need to look at why that's not going on in this case. So you're right. I think we all agree we need to learn more about how Willapa is functioning. We need a challenge to staff to bring us some suggestions on how it might work better for us, or if they feel we need to take other measures to make Willapa work. And I'd like to see something on that before, I think Don said, you know, by February or March. Is that reasonable? That's right, Francis.
So we can put something together for you for February.
Okay, good.
That's great. Thank you very much.
And I'm going to turn it over to Don to kind of take us home.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know we are just hanging on the edge of a quorum right now. So normally we would have a discussion about what we had been calling the Joe Store list. I've got several. I'll run through those real quickly. We need to say some things about the January agenda, and I'll be prepared to run through those very quick, and then just a couple of comments about the year at a glance. And these are, I'll just run through these, and maybe when I'm done, if the director wants to have the last word on any of these, otherwise maybe we could take them up during the conference call of January 5th. But we heard a lot of public testimony that I think we should respond to. One was the wildlife rehab recommendations Friday morning about even some code changes and some policy changes. The grizzly bear ID course in those two areas where there's black bear and grizzly bears both being hunted. There was a pound net RCW consultation that was called for in public testimony that referred to some mandatory consultation on pound nets. Puget Sound Chinook Resource Management Plan constituency communication, maybe just urging that the department do something, and I'll say a little bit more about that for the January agenda. Willapa shrimp spraying. No comment from the department on the EIS, and does it affect razor clamming, et cetera. Lastly, this Willapa business, and again, I'll come back to that during the year at a glance, in particular the advisory body business I have a note on. As far as the January agenda, Mr. Chairman, I understand that all day Thursday is not practical for some commission members, so I'm going to propose that we just start at 1 o'clock on Thursday, January 18th, where we have 2 hours of a workshop and 2 hours of the proviso update from Nate. The Friday agenda all looks fine through number 4, the director's report. I wonder if we could add specifically a killer whale and Chinook salmon enhancement component if that wasn't already on the list. Numbers 6, 7, 8, and 9 all look good. Number nine was a North of Falcon policy briefing. I looked through the North of Falcon policy, and I don't know that a briefing of where we're at is that has that much utility for January. Once the stock estimates are out in late February, so I'm going to suggest moving that maybe to the March meeting. However, in its place, a matter of the Puget Sound Chinook Management Plan. We didn't get a briefing on that at this meeting, and so to follow up on that. And agenda items 10, 11 would stand. This is scheduled to end at 3:15 on Friday afternoon. That's unusual. Normally we go to 5 o'clock. And so I'm looking at moving the miscellaneous debrief to Friday afternoon and taking care of it then, and adding, and I'll come back to adding an executive session that afternoon, but I'll come by that for in just a moment. Public comment on Saturday morning, if the meeting's over, there'd be no need for that, so I'm suggesting deleting number 8 and going straight into executive session on Saturday. And as per some comments earlier in our workshop, right now it says, pursuant to RCW 4230.110.1G, the commission will meet in executive session for this and that, that amounts to personnel matters. I'm suggesting that we stop that at we'll meet in executive session so that it enables the commission to talk about ongoing litigation. There was a couple of different times we heard about that this week. And, in fact, the umbrella of the Puget Sound Chinook Management Plan falls under ongoing litigation. So for that purpose, I'd go back to Friday afternoon and have 1 hour of an executive session that would deal with the Chinook, the Treaty Indian Connection under USV Washington under the Chinook Management Plan, and then begin at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning and go to 3 o'clock, although we don't expect to go that long, as a protection for an executive session. There'd be no public session on Saturday. Lastly, on our year at a glance, I'll skip January because we just mentioned that. In February, adding a two-hour workshop and adding the committee structure and process matter that was scheduled for December, putting that into February, and also the next stage or the not revisitation, but anyway, the matter of the Willapa Bay policy implementation in 2018 and beyond as a February thing. And one more thing, Mr. Chairman, I know everybody's got itchy feet. I see that the Columbia River policy has been moved from January to March and April. I understand that's done because the state of Oregon is moving their considerations to March and April. I think we would all benefit from a very strong, thorough evaluation of the Columbia River policy. The policy itself calls for a comprehensive review at the end of 2018. I think we ought to evaluate the assumptions and expectations very thoroughly. There are things in there that call for providing incentives to the commercial fisheries, for example, initiating a buyback program, improving new off-channel sites. There's a matter about barbless hooks. There's enhanced fishery enhancement in two areas. Anyway, there's a lot of things in there, and I'd like to get more detailed after talking with some of our other commissioners about the analysis we'd hope from our staff. We could do that in January, so they'd have about 60 days to work on it before March. And we talked about a joint meeting with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife on this Columbia River policy. I continue to think that's a very good idea, and I'd volunteer to assist you, Mr. Chairman, or the director, in talking with Oregon about a joint meeting either in March, April, or June or sometime to get together with them on implementing.
Sounds good, sir. And, Tammy, on the updated list, the one that... Okay, look.
I'm giving that to Tammy.
Okay, so you'll just send that.
I have one comment about Don's carryover request. Is that a blue sheet request that he'll be putting forward? Or
I was looking at the executive director's report in the morning of Friday.
So just a 20-minute update, right?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Anybody else?
We can talk about it at our next conference call, but I don't like the idea of removing any public comment on Saturday. It's the only availability for people to come to our meeting in Vancouver. I mean, there will be opportunity on Friday, but typically we have a Saturday availability for people to visit with the commission. But we can determine that on our conference call in January.
Sure.
So I move to adjourn.
Okay. Is there a second? Any objection? None from you guys. Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you. Been a long couple days.